Father's Day out there, everybody. What's happening? It is Sunday. And my name is Bay Ragney, and it's time for Total Radio Rocks. That's right, TDR Rocks. We're live on Mother's Day. We have a little special episode to present to everybody tonight. The band is called Them Evils from the Southern California area. And actually out there on tour now. And they had just released, last week actually, a new EP. It's called Rolling Stoned and Living Free. It's out there now. And I got the chance to talk to lead singer, guitarist, Mr. Jordan Griffin the other day. And we talked all about the new EP. We talked about their manager, which you might know their manager, Miss Shannon Guns from SiriusXM. You can hear her Octane and all the other rock and metal stations they got. She's always flipping around. So check her out. She's Miss Shannon Guns. And we talked about the sad thing, the recent passing of their good friend and producer, Mr. Kato Kandwala, who's worked with tons of acts like the Pretty Reckless and recently passed away. And so we talked all about all those things and the tour and much, much more. So without further ado, let's do this. Let's get right into it. And here he is, Jordan Griffin, Them Evils.
Yeah, is
Jordan
Bay there?
That's yes. Me, man. How you doing?
Doing good,
so
man.
So you guys driving down around Philly
Wall?
I
apologize.
No worries, man. No worries. So you're driving around Philly Lost?
No, we're still driving from, we're still driving from Virginia right now.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, from Richmond. We're stuck in traffic.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I don't think we've reached Philly yet.
Touring.
What was that?
The fun part of touring.
Oh, it's the best part. Traffic is definitely the best part.
So, you know, I learned a few things as I get to investigate you guys, to learn about you guys, so I can talk to you. And one of the things was, are you guys managed by Shannon Guns from SiriusXM?
Yeah. Yeah, she's been our manager for
cool.
About a year and a half, yeah.
No kid. I didn't even know she's involved on that end of the spectrum.
Yeah, she kind of just saw us at a show one time down in Orange County at the Observatory. We were opening up for, you know, Jose Mangan?
Of course.
Yeah, he was helping out this band, and he invited Shannon. And Shannon saw us open for the band, and she was like, wow, these guys are kick-ass. And then she came to see us in L.A. again at the, I believe it was the Viper Room. And then we talked, we had a few drinks, and then we went up to L.A. a few weeks later, and she was like, hey, I want to manage you guys. You guys cool with that? And we were like, fuck yeah, dude.
Right? So when you get an offer like that, you think to yourself, all right, sweet, we're going to get some major airplay here.
Well, we didn't really know who she was. So we were just thought she was some random chick trying to manage us. We didn't listen to like active rock radio or anything, so we were kind of all clueless. And then she started managing us and like the connections we got, we realized, this chick's a big deal and she's kicking ass for us.
That's awesome. How about, is Millie the Metal Dog involved in all?
She makes a cameo appearance in our newest music video coming out in a few weeks.
Oh, cool. That's too funny. Now, did you guys actually start going back to your early roots, like more of a thrash heavier band?
Did we go back to it or did we start out like that?
Like start out that way.
No, we kind of started out more on like the dooms. No, I wouldn't say dooms, but stoner, kind of like more Black Sabbath,
Okay.
And then we were like, everyone's kind of doing this right now. We don't really want to follow that, that model. We don't want to pick, we want those fans, but we don't want to, we don't want to be stuck in that genre. Like we want to make music for, the chicks and the old people, the young kids and stuff like that. And we felt like, just that stoner rock was just a small demographic.
Yeah. It's kind of like, it kind of shows like right there, like when you're like really plotting like a true like career course in music, like, you have to think of that stuff. I mean, like, yeah, okay, like, the doom, stoner metal, however you want to call it, it is, like, kind of like that older crowd, and it's harder to get the older crowds, like, out to actually come out and see you guys nowadays.
Yeah, totally. I agree. Yeah, the, I mean, some, there's a lot of kids that like that stuff. Like, it's more of an underground, it's more of an underground scene than it is, like, a commercial kind of popular scene.
Right.
And, you know, you, we're trying, like, to make it big. We're not trying to stay underground.
Sure. Now, do you guys, like, you guys classify yourself like anything? I mean, like, this thing, like, as when I listen to you guys, I keep, like, thinking to myself, like, fuzz rock. Like, that was, like, the sound and name that just kept coming in my head. It's, like, total fuzz rock.
Yeah, totally. I would just call it rock and roll, man. It's just balls out rock and roll where, you know, there's no, nothing crazy to it. It's straightforward. It's simple. And it's three dudes just jamming out as hard as we can.
Right. Now, and actually, too, something that was kind of surprising me, like, I mean, you guys moved, two of you guys, yourself included, you guys moved from Vegas out to California, and it seems, now this is me being the guy from Philly, so I'm the outsider looking in. It's like, I thought Vegas was more of the hot spot nowadays for music than actually California.
Well, for like the EDM and like the computer DJ music, that's where Las Vegas, that's where those people are thriving.
Gotcha.
You know, but we had to just come out to LA because there's so many producers out here. There's so many, you know, people integrated into the business that we thought, you know, this is the best move for us because we were in a, Jake and I were in a band for like a year and a half. And, you know, we were still in the same exact spot, just playing the same shows. And we're like, what the hell is going on? You know, we weren't getting any traction. So we moved and, you know, started playing in front of the right people. You know, it took a few years, but, I mean, I think moving to LA was the best thing Jake and I could have done for our careers.
I guess so, because, I mean, like, you guys been together for what, like just over 4 years or so now? And didn't you guys just play Carolina Rebellion last week? So, I mean, I guess, you know, it led to bigger things for sure.
Yeah, we've been together as This Them Evils for just about 4 years. I think we're still in the 3 year mark. But Jake and I, we've been playing music for like 6 fucking years.
Wow. Now, something funny too. Is it true, like, the band name came from your mom texting and autocorrect came up Them Evils?
Yeah, so she was texting someone. She was in the city of Temecula in California, and she spelled it wrong. And her phone autocorrected to Them Evils, and she called me, and she was like, hey, I got a good band name for you. So I was like, oh, dude, that's the coolest band name I've ever heard of. I'm looking for a new one. Thank you.
Now, how come my autocorrect doesn't say cool things like that?
You know what? I don't know. Maybe your phone's not as evil as hers.
It must not be. It must not be.
Oh, I think it was a tick in all the old iPhones.
Oh, that's funny. Now, you had mentioned the producer, and recently the tragedy struck with, you know, famous producer Kato being killed in a motorcycle accident, which you guys worked with. How much of a blow has that been? I mean, not just personally, but now, like, musically for you guys.
I mean, it's, you know, it's pretty major. It's, you know, it's definitely a tragedy. You know, we kind of have to regroup after this tour and figure out what we want to do as a band, producer-wise and music writing-wise. But, you know, everything's still up in the air. We're still kind of, you know, taking it day by day and figuring our shit out.
Yeah, I guess at this point it's kind of just like, you know, dealing with it on a personal, emotional level, and like the musical part later in time when you guys are ready to go back in the studio.
Yeah, definitely. We're kind of in fantasy land right now. You know, we're out having fun, and it's not real life out here, so it's not going to really hit us until we get back home.
It's not real life as you're stuck in traffic driving from Virginia.
Yeah. Craziness.
So I guess you can say this might not be real life either. It's like when you guys end up touring with somebody like Zach Wild, and he like is really behind the band and believes in you guys.
Yeah. I mean, that tour was, that was insane. When we got the offer, I kind of, you know, I creamed my pants a little bit. I was just like, wow, we're going out with Zach Wild. And, you know, I grew up since I was like 14, idolizing that dude and picking up every Guitar World magazine that he was on the cover of, you know, and just like, you know, listening to his guitar rig rundowns and what pedals he used, what amps he used. And when I finally got to meet him, I was like shaking in my boots, you know. Like, he came up to us, and I was just like, no way, this is Zach Wild. And then, cool story, my aunt actually broke on tour. So he was, he lent me all of his amps to play. So I played out a few of his, like, vintage Marshall JCM 800s, and I finished the tour with him. And, they were so cool. I was just like, you know what, I'm going to get a JCM 800. So when I got home, I purchased one, and I'm touring with one right now.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah, man, it was a surreal experience. It was insane.
Now, when you tour with somebody like a Zach Wild, or you guys tour with the Pretty Reckless and friends of ours too, Red Sun Rising, like when you get in situations like that where a band is like a Red Sun Rising, where they're in the process of blowing up, or Zach, who's been around the block, or Pretty Reckless, it's really mainstream. I mean, do you try to kind of like almost like it's like school time where you try to get as much time with them to learn and pick their heads with to, you know, help further yourself musically?
Oh, yeah. It was called Zach Wild Boot Camp. He called it that. Right. I would watch him every night on stage, and, you know, he's an animal and he controls the crowd. And when you tour with people like that, you have to soak it all in because, you know, they've been doing what you want to do for years, and they're obviously, you know, successful because they're doing something right, and you gotta pick up on that.
Now, do you ask Zach Wild if you can, like, jam on a Hello Kitty guitar with him?
No, I didn't do that. He's a busy guy doing a lot of interviews and, like, VIP meetings and stuff like that. So he doesn't really have much time to, you know, jam and fuck around and hang out.
So now you guys did, for the new EP, you guys did Pledge Music. You went that route, which a lot of bands are doing nowadays. Was that the first time you guys went that route with that, or?
Yeah, that was the first time we ever did it. We were kind of skeptical at first because we're not really into, you know, like people donating, like, hey, give us your money. Like, we just think that's really it's just not tasteful, you know. Here, give
it's
us your money so we can put out an EP. Yeah, you know, and a lot of bands just steal the money and then they put out shit music. But this was, I feel like it was a better way to interact with the fans and the listeners of our music because they weren't just giving us their money, you know, they were getting something in return. They were getting the album every time they bought, you know, like memorabilia or a merch bundle or a t-shirt. So it wasn't, you know, there was a donation thing, but I was just like, eh, whatever. But I mean, I'm super thankful for people that donated, but I'm not one of those people, and I don't think we're one of those bands that want to just take money from people, you know. We want to do it our own, and we've always done it our own. So we were skeptical at first, but it ended up working out, and it was badass. It was a really cool experience seeing all the people getting our stuff and, you know, the support that we have.
That's cool. Now, there was really some really cool things you gave away too. I mean, like stage played guitars and basses and Them Evils Chuck Taylors, like, do you have guys have them custom made, like, individually, or was that like a production of some sorts?
No, we had those made from Converse, custom made, you know. I think we all have a pair in the band. I think I wear mine every day.
No, what's easier to get made? Is Them Evils Chuck Taylors easier, or to get the album on vinyl made?
Oh, the Chuck Taylors, definitely. We're having an issue with the vinyl right now. We just found out that it would take like another month or two to even get completed, and we're kind of stressing about that.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I guess there's just such high demand right now, and pressing vinyl takes a long time. So,
wow. Who would have thought that? Who would have thought it's easier to get Chuck Taylors made?
Yeah, I know, right? Well, I mean, vinyl sales right now are beating download and, like, CD sales. So, I mean, it makes sense that it's going to take a long time because everyone's purchasing vinyl right now.
Right. Now, how about, I think you were doing like guitar lessons, too, on the road? Or how's that been? Have you done any yet, or...?
Yeah, I did one yesterday. They're cool. I just, you know, kind of gauge where they're at with their guitar playing. If they don't know anything, I show them a few chords. Well, if they know anything, you know, I'll show them some Them Evils guitar licks, or I'll, you know, just teach them some blues scales or something like that.
Nice. That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
It's amazing the things like nowadays, like going back to like Zach Wild. Can you imagine, you know, being that 14-year-old kid being able to do something like that with Zach Wild?
Oh, man. I would, being like 25 or 26 doing that with Zach Wild, I was shitting my pants. So, I mean, imagine if I was 14, that would just be, you know, I'd be super, super stoked.
Oh, that's awesome. So, yeah, so tonight you guys are hitting, you're rolling in the Philly, and you got a whole bunch of more dates coming up. And Rock on the Range are playing, too. So you guys are doing, like, all the big festivals, which is cool.
Yeah, we're doing a lot of the DWP festivals this year. Those festivals are, you know, they're awesome, man. The crowd response is so amazing. And we get to sell our CDs in the FYE tent. And, you know, a lot of people are purchasing our new album. And the DWP guys, you know, they help us out a lot. They're, you know, they're on our side and they're backing us. So it's really awesome, and we're extremely grateful for that.
Yeah, they're good people over there. They're awesome.
Yeah, they are really, really nice people.
So the EP is called Rolling Stoned and Living Free, and it's out now. It just came out last week, actually. And where's the best place we should send everybody to go purchase?
I would say go through themevils.com. You can stream it on Apple Music. You can get it on iTunes, Spotify, and pretty much any outlet for streaming music on the Internet.
Cool. And all tour dates and everything else are up there as well?
Yeah, everything you need to know about us, all the merch, all the cool stuff is on our website.
Awesome. Jordan, this has been great talking to you, man. Have safe travels coming into Philly tonight. I wish I was going to be there. We're actually live on the air at usually Thursday night, so you guys are like,
groovy.
Call me first and schedule this way you're not on a Thursday. This way I can come out.
Cool. Sounds good, man.
So awesome. Take care, man. Safe travels, and I hope to catch you guys soon.
All right, dude. Have a good one. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. Bye.
welcome back to the Nerdy Rocks. Bay Ragney here. There you go. Them Evils played some music off of their new EP. First, we played Got Me Rockin'. Then we played Untold. And then She Got Nothing. And that's, like I said, it's all off of their brand new EP. It's out now. It is available. You can get it on, iTunes, all those fine places. You can get physical copies off the band out there on tour. You can go to their website, themevils.com. It's on Spotify. It is everywhere. And it's called Rolling Stoned and Living Free. Again, check them out. Them Evils. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in. Thanks for taking time out of your Mother's Day. For all of our mothers out there, happy Mother's Day again to you. And make sure you stay driven. That's right. Check us out. Totally Driven Radio and Totally Driven Entertainment. Look for us all over social media. We are everywhere. Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. As well as all the hotspot listening places. You can hear us on Blog Talk Radio, Spreaker, Podomatic, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher. I might even be forgetting some. TuneIn. We're also on TuneIn now, too. So check us out. Totally Driven Radio. My name is Bay Ragney. Send me requests. Let me know who you want to hear, who you want me to talk to, etc., etc., etc. And like I said earlier, make sure you stay driven. See you, everybody.